Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Many blessings to you, many blessings to me, many blessings to the world. Thank you, Jack Armstrong. Yes, you are indeed listening to the Ask Life Coach Day radio show. It's a new day, it's a new reality. It's an opportunity to find balance in your life. As a matter of fact, you don't have to find balance because a part of you that is rooted in balance. You just got to remove, release all the stuff, the things, the thoughts, the ways of being, the people that are causing you to be out of balance. And sometimes you just got to go beyond illusions and recognize your life is worth celebrating. And in celebrating yourself, dancing, or whatever you do, you shake off all the excess energy and you truly find and realize that you are in balanced already, or balance. Why? Because Carly Jackson says
I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
That is your spiritual alignment. When you get that, you will find that balance is your reality. The truth is, we know it. We know that balance is our reality. We know that happiness is our reality. We know that health is our reality. That's why we want to be healthy. We want to be happy. We want to be whole. We want to be loving. We want to be kind. The truth is, we know on a deeper level that we are that. So really, it's not wanting to be that, because we're already that. The task, the mission, your responsibility is to remove everything that is causing you not to see and experience what that is. Thank you, Carly Jackson. That reminder, you can find Carly Jackson on Facebook. And now we're going on a journey. I'm certainly going on a journey because the show has been taken over. It's been hijacked. But not without my permission, you know. I lovingly and nervously, excitedly just say, okay, because the truth is, I'll tell you what the truth is. And if I don't tell you later, remind me. You know, sometimes you just got to just give it up. So let's just go on a journey. We head into paradise. We're getting ready to celebrate life. And truly, it's an adventure because I don't know what Yvette and Celeste are in store for me. My Bernard Beckwith, Adventure in Paradise. We'll be back.
As we're lifted up into the spiritual domain, we begin to see a little bit differently. Divine and ultimate reality as we
Taking you with me. That's right. Because y'all got some stuff planned and I have no clue. And I'm actually doing the song. I'm thinking, I don't know if I'm really looking forward to this. A part of me's kind of like, ah, can y'all just stop it? But anyway, yeah, I am on an adventure in paradise, on paradise. And grateful for this moment. That was my Bernard Beckwith. Life is good, it's getting better to find out Michael Beckwith. His virtual home is Agape Live. That's what he throws down. And there he is, but you know, that's where you can catch. They're just breathing this moment and recognize that life is for us. That we are one with God, we are one with good. We are one with the good of life. And we stay there long enough to just allow the illusions, to correct our illusions, to correct our perception of life. Reminding ourselves that we are one with life. We are interconnected, we're interrelated, we're interdependent on one another. And when we remember who and what we are, it calls for a celebration. Sometimes we do it collectively, sometimes we do it individually. And when you allow yourself to just surrender to the truth of who you are, you can't help but be grateful. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first. And then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and change is inspired. once you catch that in spirit energy, that inspiration, that inner transformation, when you catch the breath of the Holy Breath, the Holy Spirit, you will be different. Because once truth touches your consciousness, you can never be the same. Once you catch a new reality, once you have a paradigm shift, you can never be the same again. You become different, and the difference that you become creates changes in the world. Other people feel it, they sense it, they see it. Sometimes you're not always, you don't even know that you've shifted, because it's you that has done the shifting. So it's just like you went to bed and woke up in the next morning. Oh, the sun is shining. That's why I'm happy. Oh, my God, I got paid today. Oh, great. Oh, I just look at my beloved still sleeping. Oh, I just love her. She's so beautiful. Oh, he just makes me feel. We take the time to just sit still and connect with yourself. You realize all the love, all the joy, all the expression that is reflected back to you is you. It is something generating within your being. This thing called life is amazing. And I am grateful to be part of it. I'm grateful to be able to share it with you all. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I am your host. I am your host. The I Am Presence is uniquely expressing as me, as more, as Life Coach at a. And all the other names that I choose to use as I navigate this planet. But I'm with the one, and so are you. Thank you for tuning in. Those of you listening online, thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for saying yes to life. Those of you listening via the phone lines, welcome. Welcome home. And of course, we can't forget our within radio listeners and those of you listening on the archive, those of you who came back to listen, thank you. Together, we make a difference. Together, we heal the world. Together, we expand the planet. We expand the consciousness of humanity. So whenever we get on our knees, stand in stillness, lying on the bed, sending out prayers, we also have to remind ourselves that we must be willing to become what we are asking for. We must be willing to change. We must be willing to make room for what we're praying for. When we step into that consciousness, then we become the answered prayer for the world. We become the answered prayer for ourselves. We become the answered prayer for our loved ones. Because God, Goddess, the all thing, that is the no thing, the good that is everywhere evenly present, is looking for people that are available. It's looking for a channel. Healing is looking for a way out. Prosperity is looking for a way out. Joy is looking for a way out. Happiness, love, kindness, compassion, understanding. Just let me out, let me out, let me out, let me out. So collectively and individually, we know that we are the doorway to wholeness. So open up and let love be realized with real eyes. It is nice to be here. Let me see what's going on in the chat room. Actually, I've been told I can't look in the studio, so it's a habit, so I'm going to make sure I don't do that. Ashende, my brother. Thank you very much for being here. Koya is in the house. Earth Web. Silent listener disguised as guests. Mother Wit Valerie is in the house. Yvette is in the house. And of course, Celeste is in the house. And the other people that are listening that don't always show up. I just go down and chat. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I just need to stop it, okay? I actually had a thought. I'm like, I might need some Kleenex because I don't really – well, let me phrase this differently. I haven't quite mastered, if that's the word. Yes, I don't know. I use mastered. I haven't quite learned to be comfortable when the spotlight is on me. How about that? How's about that for the truth? So I'm kind of like, can we just do what we do? But I understand. But I still must do what I do. So we're going to take the next few minutes just to talk a little bit because I've been told I only have up to 12:25 to do my thing. But thank you all for being here. Thank you for the birthday greetings. And okay, let me get out of this chat room and just do my thing and stay in where. Oh, I can't look in the studio. I forgot. See, by habit, I just tapped that tab. Welcome. And I want to say this real quick. The description, which I can't look at. Actually, I need to do something. I'm going to go in there for a minute. But I won't look at the phone because Yvette and Celeste said, don't look in the chat room. Just don't go there. And I'm trying to be obedient. Trying. Okay, I'm being obedient. How about that? All right, let's see. I just need to do one or two things. And then look at the description here. All right, while that is going, who said men can multitask? Go sit down somewhere. So the description is, do you really want to live a balanced life? Then make sure you take the time to celebrate yourself and those in your life who helped you. Then talks about taking over the studio. But, you know, when you think about balance, as I've been sitting, think that's the theme for the month. Living a balanced life. And the theme is usually things that I'm moving through or things that I'm catching, listening for. Sometimes Celeste and I will talk about what should be the theme, what's going on, what usually happens around March, what usually happens around this month, October, whatever. And it comes from a place of really supporting ourselves to embody this spiritual truth while we move on with our everyday activities, if you know, whatever it is you're doing or not doing. Because for me, the spiritual truth is so much more than conversation. Every day, my intention, my commitment is that what I'm speaking, what I'm teaching, what I say I believe about the spiritual truth, I desire it to be a way of life, that my consciousness speaks louder than my words, that I can look at my life, I can look at my life and I can look at myself and see the reflection of what I've allowed myself to embody. And which brings me to the whole thing about illusions. There's a, you know, I was listening to David Ault yesterday. He's the senior minister at the Spiritual Living Center of Atlanta. And, you know, we've always talked about illusions. And that, you know, yeah, I get it. I understand. We say, oh, don't worry about time. It's just an illusion. You don't have to worry about it. It's an illusion. And, you know, as I was listening to him, one of the things that it brought up for me is, yeah, we talk about this thing, the illusion that we're not supposed to pay attention to it, but you need to pay attention to the illusion. He was saying that, David Ault, that we say time is an illusion, but yet we have to be here at the church, that is, at 11:30, you know. And you can relate, time is an illusion, but you have to be here if you wanted to listen to the show at 12 o'clock Eastern, or whatever time you're listening, because you're coming back to the archive. We say things are illusion, but they still affect us. Sometimes they change our vibration. Sometimes they change our frequency. Sometimes they change our moods. So what really is an illusion? What does that really mean? Because when we get caught up in the That's an illusion, as if, don't worry about it, but somehow it is nagging you. You can't celebrate your life, and if you can't celebrate your life or life, it's going to be challenging to find balance. So in finding balance is get real. I looked up the definition of illusion. Illusion, a thing that is or likely to be wrongly perceived. A thing that is or is likely to be wrongly perceived or interpreted by the senses. So an illusion doesn't mean it's not happening. Illusion doesn't mean it's not real, not the real with a capital R, let's do that. But on a human level, it is real for you. It's real that you get to work at a certain time. If not, you may get written up. They might have to let your hips go. Like, you just cannot keep the time. You don't tell them, well, listen, I come in whenever I want. I love my job, but time is an illusion. You know, we all spiritual beings. They'll look at you like, yes, this is why we need you to go. But illusion is a thing that is or is likely to be wrongly perceived. So it's about how you perceive time. It's about how you perceive the challenges that you're going through in your life. It's how you perceive the people in your life. Is an illusion because it's going to change. Because right now in our minds, we can be talking about time. The time now is 12:21. I got to hurry up. So let's say I got 4 more minutes left. But at the same time, if I tap into my mind, if I tap into that divine mind, I have more than 4 minutes. It's timeless. So how do we bring all this spiritual truth, this real truth with a capital R, how do we use it to move us through this lowercase r world that we live in? It's recognizing what is. Let me just give you this quick analogy. A homeless person who is hungry, and someone walked over to a homeless person who's hungry, they gave them a plate of food, whatever it is. The homeless person is very excited, like, oh, my God, I haven't eaten in a whole week. Just as they're about to take a scoop because the food is nice and warm, it's a cold day, the food is warm, they drop it. Now, this homeless person could think, oh, my God, I'll never eat again. I don't know when next. You know, that's it. My life is over. I'm going to die of starvation. But that's an illusion because they didn't know someone's going to bring the plate, but someone did. So it can still, somebody else, the person who brought the first plate, can bring another plate. Now, to the homeless person, they could be like, oh, my God, my life is doomed. Now I just dropped the food. Now, to somebody who lives in the restaurant or owns the restaurant, could say, what are you tripping about? That's an illusion. But to the homeless person, that was not an illusion. They haven't eaten in weeks. Now they have a warm plate. And you're saying that's an illusion? Oh, they might want to knock you out. So it's about how we perceive in what we are going through. Now, if the homeless person recognized, oh, they got access to the restaurant because the person who owns it said, listen, whenever you're hungry, just come over here. That calls for celebration. So the things that we hold so dear that cause us to be out of balance, out of sync, be mad at ourselves or what we're feeling, when we understand it, and see with our inner eyes, the God eyes, the eyes of love, we can say, oh, that is real. Okay, what I'm feeling is real here. I recognize it. My feeling is real. But at the same time, I know I am not limited by this. There's more. There's always more. There's another way. That calls for a celebration. What are you celebrating? Well, I know that there is another way. But what's the way? I don't know yet, but I know that I am in my flesh. I know that I'm so much more. There's got to be another way. When we know there's another way, we get to celebrate ourselves. We get to celebrate our journey. We get to celebrate people in our lives. When people piss you off, they get on my goddamn nerves. With spiritual awareness, hopefully you bring yourself back to the center and say, whoa, what was that about? Now, you may not know how to heal, deal with the emotions, but knowing that there is something, there's a way, there's another way to be with the person calls for celebration. Like, okay, I don't understand what I'm going to do. They do it all the time to me. But with spiritual awareness, you understand that really what you're feeling, what you're moving through is yours. It's an invitation to pay attention. That calls for a celebration. And if we can incorporate celebrating in our lives as our spiritual practice, it will make a difference. We do it through gratitude. That's celebration. You can celebrate your life by celebrating other people's life. Because you, as the celebrator, I guess, make that word up, when you celebrate, when you affirm, when you're excited about somebody else's success, it changes your frequency. It changes your vibration. This thing called life, you know, that's a wonderful game of hide and seek. You're it. And sometimes you're going to have to find yourself. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Oops, I didn't look. I almost did. And it's kind of different for me. You know, I have to use my brain, my mind differently, a different muscle, because I'm sort of going against the grain. I've been told, stay out the studio. So, well, how am I going to stay out? Okay, well, if you want to stay out the studio, Celeste and Yvette, then you're going to have to unmute yourself when it's time. You're probably looking at time right now. But anyway, I think it's time to bring you up. Well, I think that's, I don't know.
Hi.
It's kind of weird to know that I only got. You said, well, yes, you did. And I'm like trying to just do what I do and looking at the time and telling myself to be an illusion, but at the same time realizing it's not, you know, I'm being okay with it. Time is up. How are you?
Hey.
How are you, Celeste?
I'm so excited because, you know, you keep playing around this. Let's get down to it. Yes, we're celebrating balance, but we're also celebrating you, Life Coach Today. It's your pre-birthday virtual party. And, yeah, we've got beautiful people lining up. To share some words of affirmation for you. So, yeah, get your Kleenex handy, but I'm seeing what time does. So I'm going to do my little part, and then we will get you ready for your surprises. You're going to have to let go of your power, oh, warrior, king, emperor, known as Aries. And you're
I guess, well, actually, but you know what's funny what you just said? Cause when you were talking, I was like, I don't like this. I was going to say, I don't like this. But I think part of it is, yeah, there's a part of me that's adjusting to letting go. Letting go. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, I was talking to another friend yesterday whose birthday, well, it was today for him because he's in England, but it was yesterday for me. And he's an Aries. And we were talking about how I love the idea of people calling in and not knowing what they're going to say when I'm, you know, helping people move through what they're moving through, if they want to share a comment or whatever. And we said, yeah, of course, he gets it because he's an Aries as well. And for me, I like the idea of being in control but out of control. Like someone calls and they have a question. I don't know what's going to happen. That excites me. Like now, I don't know who's calling in. I feel like y'all just taking away my crown and everything. And I'm like, hey, who am I without my crown? So it's like, great. So
but you're always with your
weird.
Crown. But you're always with your crown because the crown is in your name. But let's not tell all your business.
I'm also saying, I get it. And that's the thing, is that whole thing about illusion and what is real. And it's true because, I don't have a physical crown, but I do have a physical crown. It's right here. It's my head. Mm-hmm. It's my dome.
Mm-hmm.
It's where all... Dome. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation. But it's like you guys are in charge of the show. You're orchestrating. So for me, I'm usually the one that's orchestrating what happens, telling you, okay, are you ready for a celestial moment? Now it's like I have to take my hands off the wheel, and I'm like, oh, boy. So, you know, I surrender. I surrender. Okay, go ahead, do your thing.
Jesus,
not to look at this studio.
Take the wheel. I know,
Jesus,
I'm proud of you.
Jesus, take the wheel.
Great, I'm glad you trusted me with it because you taught me everything I know, so I'm going to be running the switchboard. So family, I want to give you some really, really quick, and I mean super quick announcements, because this is a really special edition of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show on the Life Conversations Radio Network. So all of the things that I normally say to you, wait for tomorrow. Let me tell you about the shows that we do have on this network that you're invited to partake in. And I may do Celestial Moment early, and then Life Coach Today will get his surprises. So let me break this down for you guys, okay? Great. And loving all of you. I see you in the chat room. I see you on the phone lines. I see you pressing one. Be patient with us as we maneuver this big party for Life Coach Today. So Life Coach Today is the head of Life Conversations Network. Not only does he feed you Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern, he also provides other shows for you and other hosts as well that I definitely want to tell you about. Please join Mbasa Safair for the Play Experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. She has a lineup of singing divas with spiritual punch joining her for the rest of March. So you definitely want to check that out. You can also tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, which is happening this Wednesday. We're playing with honoring your ancestral line from a feminine perspective. So all the women in your line, your mamas, your grandmamas, your great-grandmamas, all of them, we're going to honor them as we continue the celebration of Women's History Month. Don't forget to join me on the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And for more information about all these shows, I want you to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. And don't forget that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's so short. It feels so weird. But I am going to take one quick check before I make this next move. Yes.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Well, you called it, right?
I know.
Mm-hmm, so anyway. I'm working on it right now.
Okay, radio is theater of the mind. So intuitively, Life Coach and I are saying on the air that we're working out something that he almost disappeared. You get back in here. You stay here. Don't you go anywhere. Okay, great. So I'm going to give him his gift in the form of a Celestial Moment. He is the featured piece, and he demanded I do Celestial Moment today. Can you believe I was trying to duck out of it? But let me do that party. So family, I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift and trust you'll be able to embrace these tools. For whatever is showing up in your life right now, the energy of the day equals 7. And if you happen to be celebrating a birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. The number 7 is ruled by the planet Neptune. It is the planet of the clairvoyant and the prophet, bringing a heightened understanding of spiritual truth. Now, today we're going to put the focus on an animal whose gifts a day displays daily in his sacred work as a life coach. Behold, the Black Panther of the medicine cards. The Black Panther's card is not 7, it's actually 52, but when you add 5 plus 2, you get 7. So here we go. Oh, Midnight Jaguar, wash me with your courage and still me with your grace so I may know the value of the void of time and space. Teach me all your lessons, how to face the dark unknown. Then let me bravely leap into the shadows all alone. Black Panther medicine challenges us to face our fears and darkest behaviors, exploring the hidden, shadowy aspects of the human soul. The Panther is your guide, teaching you that darkness is not a place of fear. It is, however, a place to heal, to uncover the truth, to seek and find answers. The Black Panther reminds you to look inside, to embrace uncomfortable territory through self-discovery. And then, just like the Panther or a Life Coach today, you can courageously face the unknown. But here's something to remember. You don't have to do it alone. All is well. And that's the story of 7, tilted to the Black Panther, the medicine cards, a little earlier than we're used to. But I'll see you around 1 on Tuesday for another Celestial Moment. Thank you. And on that note, you okay over there, Life Coach Today? And on that note, I'm going to bring you, Black Panther. I love it. Okay, so I'm going to bring in your first surprise guest.
Okay.
You know her very well, and you know she adores you. And get ready and breathe, because I know you know who I'm talking to.
No.
All right. You don't, but she does. All right, here we go. I want you to say hello to your first surprise guest who wants to say hi to you. I'm coming to you right now, and I'm going to allow them to speak first. Can you say hi to Life Coach today?
Hello, big brother. I love you. Happy birthday.
Ah, hello, baby.
Hey, baby sis.
How are you, darling?
Hi, big brother. Okay, I got to get through this quick. So when I think about you, I think of Romans to present your bodies as a living sacrifice. And then it goes into telling you, like, to be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good. And I want you to know that you help us to transform our minds so that we can be the best us that we can be. So today we're honoring you, and I want to just thank you for believing in me when I didn't believe in myself, loving me, big brother, and showing me love when I didn't love myself, making me feel hope when I felt hopelessness. And thank you for allowing God to use you so that we can be the best us that we can be. I love you so much, and thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Yeah, I got to have to stop this again.
You know what's amazing,
Lori, I love
about,
you, too.
You know what's amazing about the scripture that Baby Sis used? It's one of my favorites, and I always remind myself that 12:2 equals 5. So you really brought out the energy of the high priest that Life Coach today walks in. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is my baby somewhere.
I love you, too. I'll see you later. I'm enjoying the show, so let's keep moving.
All right, girl. All right. We're going to our next person now.
Wait, so are we going to do this at 2 o'clock? Wait, can I just ask a question?
Yeah, can I help you?
Oh, Jesus. No.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay, go ahead. I trust.
Go ahead,
I'm not looking in the studio.
Hey, look, I'm trusting the process, too, because this is not the lineup I had. But so I'm getting my surprise as well. All is well. Okay, we are going to go to your next person. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. They're playing games with me. Yvette, can you do me a favor and screen at 770 and 205, because I'm really not sure about that lineup. And we're going to go to somebody who wasn't expecting to come early, but I know she's always ready. So let's go for your next surprise right now. And listener, caller, friend, sister of the show, I'm going to allow you to say hi to him. Here we go. Hi. You'd like to say something to Life Coach today?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
I've never heard you sing before, so I was like, is that Mother Wit? You sound like you got of course you have an accent. You channel all them people from the other side. Hey, Mother Wit, how are you doing?
I am wonderful, and all those people from the other side want to know that they see you, and they are so proud, and we love you so much for what you do, because you bring the sun out when it's raining and cloudy and stormy. And I can say that from personal experience, because I have called you Boohoo, and you picked me up, and you have reminded me of the centralness of the sun, you know, that we keep coming back to that need to shine. Because that's, as you were speaking earlier, that's the divine Holy Spirit in us all. And sometimes in this humanness, in all of our emotions and feelings, we forget that we are here to shine. And when I listen to you, Ade, there's no doubt about why I'm here. There's no doubt about purpose. There's no doubt about
the expansion of love that we can have and the self-sacrifice. Because you were speaking of time earlier. You give all of your time to do this. And to me, that is the greatest gift in the world, because you're sacrificing so much to be true to who you are, and you are a gift. And I just want to say thank you so much for being that gift. You are the gift.
I'm going to throw shoes at her. Mother Wit, I'm sold. Like, look, let me get my Kleenex. Mother Wit, go ahead, Life Coach today. I want to thank you. We got to keep the train going, though. We got somebody lined up. We're going to fight time.
The truth is, and it applies to everyone. I am who I am because of you guys. Really, I mean, I don't say that. It's a cliche, but it's true. I am who I am because of you guys. I mean, if I'm just here myself, I'd just be here by myself. But I just want you to know that I am who I am because of you.
Aww. All right. Keep it up. Stay strong, man. Thank you, Mother Wit. We love you so much. I'm going to try this next person.
Love you. Thank you very much, Dad.
All right. I'm so excited. I can't wait for this. I hope we can hear them. We're coming over to you, my person who I know got to get in and out really quick. I hope you can hear that clue. I'm going to allow you to speak to Life Coach today. Who do we have on the line?
They don't know.
I know who it is.
Here's a typical hint for the phone call. And when you hear me, that means it's you.
Clearly, I'm just surprised. Oh, no, I hope they can hear me. Okay, we've got your line open, dear friends of Life Coach today. And yikes. Okay. All right, we'll let Yvette work on that. I'm so sorry to this person because I know they're. There we go. Okay, yes.
Tell them who that's one when they're ready. That'll make it easy.
They did. I'm working on it. They did. Okay, we're going to go to this next person real quick while we work this out. And you have just a couple of minutes, dear friend, but we're coming over to you right now. Please say hello to Life Coach today.
Hello, Ade. Monica.
Hello.
Monica! Look, honey, I love you, and a happy birthday, but I wanted to say this to you real quick before I wrote it down so I wouldn't forget. And if anyone needs to know that angels do exist, I'm here to let you know not only do they exist, we have one in Ade. Thank you so much for teaching me that it's okay to be me, Ade, for being the wing beneath my wings. I love you, and may you have a joyous and happy birthday.
Thank
and
you, darling.
I love you. I'm going to bust out crying, so.
Join the club. Aww. I love you, too. Thank you very much. Thank you.
They're just called liquid tears, and we're going to try this next person right now. Thank you so much, Monica, for sharing your love. Comment to my buddy right now. All right, we're going to work this out. Thank you so much, Miss Monica. We love you too, honey.
Love you too.
Oh, man, Monica, I didn't mean to cut you off, honey, but I felt that love. Here we go, going to our next surprise.
So much fun.
Hello, can you hear me?
So funny.
I know, right?
This is so funny.
770, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, this is, you know what? All right, we're going to have to try something else later for this person. I am so sorry. Let me try something else then.
Well,
okay.
The reminder is when you come to them, when they hear unmuted, that's a cue. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know you don't want to say their name.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so when you hear unmuted, that means I'm really, really coming to you. I'm gonna test intuitively if they're trying something else, but if not, it's okay. We know I can let them know that you are here. Let Life Coach Today know that you are here. Thank you for calling the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. You got a comment or some love you'd like to share with Life Coach Today?
Can you hear me?
Yes!
All right. I got through, yes. So to a truly dynamic, amazing, inspirational divine light thank you, my brother, for being born, for blessing us with your presence, blessing us with your heart, your desire to impact the world, and all the love you share. We appreciate you. We love you, my brother. We lift you up to live many more prosperous and divine days, moment by moment, shining that light. So thank you, my friend. Happy birthday.
Thank you, John. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate you. I know you're busy, but so I definitely appreciate you taking time. I know you got work all around you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I will miss this opportunity, though, man. Just wanted to tell you happy birthday. We love you so much, man. Thank you for all you've done, all the just the blessings, the community you're building online, offline, all you do. You are a blessing to us in so many ways. So appreciate you, my brother. And hope you have an incredible birthday.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And for those who don't know, this is John Stringer. He's the lead singer of Swallow Your Fears. I have to do it. I have to do it.
Rockoutfan.com.
Yes,
thank you, John. Thanks. I appreciate you.
I love you, man. Have an awesome rest of the day and all the love pouring in. I know it's going to be a lot, so I'm going to get off and make way for some new folks.
Thanks, my brother. You've been blessed.
You know it, man. Love you. Take care, y'all.
Yeah, we're going to let John just balance us out and ground it. We're going to swallow our fears. Let you hear this
voice. Okay, so you want to take this opportunity to go talk to your folks and let them know who's next, so you don't have to be tripping too much?
Yeah, but guess what, dude?
Well, are you ready?
No, I'm not at the moment, because I'm waiting for people. So, yeah.
Okay, let me know when you're ready. Let me know when you're ready.
Okay. All right. We're going to let you call fly.
There's nothing you can do to raise the wounds that only die.
good to the last drop. That was John Stringer calling in to wish Life Coach Today a happy early birthday. You can find him, get his website for you, in case you enjoyed that tune and you want to hear it again, at stateofmanmusic.com. Now, we have a really, all of our people who called in really, really special, and we love you all. But Life Coach Today, you're not ready, man. You're not ready for this. You're not ready. I can't take it. I can't take it myself, okay? So I need to calm down because I'm going to sound like a groupie. So let me stop. Okay. Here we go. Hello. Please introduce yourself to the listening audience of the Ask Life Coach Today radio show, please.
Well, hello, everybody. I'm Carlton Pearson calling to say happy Earth and birthday to my friend, Ade.
Oh, wow. Bishop Pearson, it's so nice. Thank you. Oh, wow.
I am so happy to celebrate you.
Yeah, thank you. Wow, that's a major surprise. Woo-wee! Thank you. And we celebrate birthdays the same month, don't we? Because it's your birthday.
Yeah,
mine
was last Wednesday.
Happy belated birthday to you too, my brother. Oh, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for saying yes to the universe pre-incarnately to come here to this plane and planet. To express your divinity and expose it and experience it and allow and inspire us, the rest of us, to do the same. You are a tremendous human being. I just thank all of the ancestors along with that make up our God that you were chosen and chose to come. Mm-hmm. Not only were you chosen, but you actually chose to accept the commission and you came here and you helped so many people. Your name actually means tranquil prophet. In certain analysis, the sound of Ade communicates that kind of tranquility. And you're a seer. You can sense things. Mm-hmm. And no matter how turbulent your life becomes, you always have a ready smile and a cool calmness about you, which is inspiring and it's relaxing. It's in your voice. It's in your soul. It's in your spirit. You're highly imaginative. You're generous to a fault. I mean, you're just a great asset to all the things that are good about living.
No, wow. Oh, yeah. Thank you. And I know this, but yeah, I like I said earlier, I don't know if you heard it, I am who I am because of my listeners, because of people like you, and you definitely, everything you said about me, you reflect that to me because you show up in such a bold way, and I thank you for taking time out to be part of this. I love you. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much.
Well, your irresistible attraction has attracted all of your listeners and your guests to you, to your energy, to the energy that you generate in the universe. And we're happy to be somehow caught up in that orbit. It's beautiful. It's encouraging. It's satiating. And I salute you and celebrate you and love you dearly and all the wonderful people who are around you who obviously love you. Your life is good, buddy, and it's about to get better.
I accept. Thank you. Love
him. And everybody around you will enjoy that same beautiful betterness. That's the commission.
Yes.
I know that's right.
Thank you. Give my love to your wife.
Oh, I love you all. Don't forget about me when you're rich and famous. God bless you. Bye.
Oh, stop it. Listen to him. Bishop, I have to tell you something. We did give you a shout-out on your birthday, so I know you didn't hear it, but I bet you felt it because we love and appreciate you as well.
Oh.
Thank you so much for calling in, and please give our love to that dear Michelle as well.
I will sure do that. Thank you all so very much. Love you dearly. Had a great birthday. I was in New York City with my wife, and she had a big surprise thing for me. It was so wonderful. So all is good.
We're happy. We'll have you on real soon. Let me stop. I'm working Bishop Pearson on a day's birthday. I'm wrong, y'all. Bishop, we love you so much. Thank you for calling
in. Well, I don't know if you told them your age. I've been 40 now for 21 years, and you probably... are right at 40, so I'm proud of you.
All this time, I didn't know I was older than you. I'm 46. I'm older than you. I didn't know. Well, I'm not 46. Yeah, I'll be on Friday. I didn't know I was older than you.
That's your spirit, buddy. That's what, you got an ageless spirit.
I heard it right here.
Aging and ageless. I love you all. Thanks for including me.
We love you, too. Of
all right, have a great day and a great forever.
Thank you so much.
Goodbye now. Peace and love to everybody.
Bye.
I will do that. Yes. Thanks. All righty.
Thank you.
Wow.
Bye.
Bye. Unless you're under a rock and you don't know who Bishop Carlton Pearson is, let me let you know where you can find out more about him. He is such a friend to this show, the way he shows up, the way he supports Life Coach a Day. And I'm going to tell you, I need to stop because we've got more people coming in. But his website is bishoppearson.com. Powerful, powerful live streaming he's got going on. The next one coming up is March 27th, 8:30. CS. That's right, Life Coach Today. Play his song. I'm a hush.
Oh, well, we can play in the background. I know time is moving along. Let me know.
Yeah, it is.
You think we
can... Okay. Let's get some of the blessing of Bishop real quick, and then we'll go into what we were going to do.
You tell me what you want me to do.
Let it play for now.
You can make a difference. Regrets and wishes will not change what has been or what will be. It is by taking action now, when you can, that you fulfill the best of your possibilities. On this day, when the calendar changes and you're reminded of the passage of time, remember this. Whatever the month, whatever the year, now is the time for you to live. This is the moment for you to act. This is that moment. All that you are right now. All that you can be begins in this moment. Now is a great place to be. For when you live it fully, with love, with gratitude, with purpose, anything is possible. When I find myself in times of trouble, there's a voice that comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, God is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be.
I love that song. I love that song. Mother Mary speaks to all of us. Okay, family, what we're going to do next, so we're going to have a little bit of a break to give Life Coach a Day some time to get some water and me and some Kleenex, and then we'll be right back. But I think what we're going to do is a day. I'm not allowing you in the studio, but I've got to make you work the studio. So here's the question. Do I do live announcements, the PSA live announcements, and then we move into commercials?
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, I figured out a system. I'm in the studio, clearly. I figured out a system.
I know. But there's nothing that I'm worried about you seeing at the moment. So what we're going to do is go into live announcements for what's coming up, family. We're going to let you know about an amazing, I have a PSA for you, let you know about something hot and happening moving in Atlanta. We'll do some commercials, and then we'll come back with some more callers. All right, so that means the spotlight is still on me.
Mm-hmm.
A day, you know what? I can't imagine. I have my own show on Sunday, but you don't make me work it this hard, you know? I have a new appreciation for how you show up in the world and work your show. Okay. I don't know how you do it. Now I understand the value of having people screen for your show. Yvette, thank you so much for screening the calls. Callers, as you call in, make sure you press 1 so Yvette knows to come to you, okay? All right, so the healing is continuing. Spring is here. And if you are in Atlanta, there is an amazing opportunity coming up that we want to make sure that you're aware of. Wellness Through Healthy Living at Hillside International Truth Center, coming up on Saturday, April 5th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. You get to find out how to love your body to life with workshops on energetic healing, dealing with obesity, vegan eating, reflexology, Reiki, Tai Chi, yoga, Qigong, I need to be there for this, African drumming therapy, fitness for grown folks, caregiving, and I know you can use some information on the Affordable Care Act. You can get free health screenings and information and free samples. The Wellness Through Healthy Living Health Fair is free and open to the public Saturday, April 5th, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at Hillside International Truth Center. For more information, call 404-758-6811 or go to hillsideinternational.org. And we hope that you're enjoying the celebration that's going on for Life Coach A Day and you, because as he said, that he can't do it without you. So we're celebrating us and finding balance in our life as we do it. And we have more in store for you this week on the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show. Tomorrow, one of my favorite people, I know, I say that about everybody, but she is one of them. The Dream Lady is coming to talk about tapping into your or awakening your inner Goddess Queen. That's right. Kelly Sullivan Walden will be in the house, and she's going to help us tap into the power of our divine feminine magic. And be sure to join us for Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach A Day on Wednesday. We continue the celebration of Women's History Month by celebrating the women in your ancestral line. So get ready to be empowered and inspired as you are the fruit of their labor and their dreams. So let's honor them by remembering. And don't forget the Sounds of Soul Party on Saturday night at 9 p.m. It's still going on. So make sure you come over to the Sounds of Soul with the Dave fan like page. You'll find a day there, me, Yvette, Mother Wit, I want to say Dream Coco, Koya. Everybody is in the house, and we have a great time. So make sure to, you know, keep your eye out for the link. We'll be making sure that we post it everywhere. So make sure you don't miss these powerful shows and experiences, because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach A Day on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Usually when we talk about relationships, we're more inclined to just think of our interactions with loved ones, coworkers, neighbors, or people in general. However, if we take a good look at life and the world around us, we will realize that life is a relationship. And we're all relating on the ship called life. No matter where you go, what you do, you're always having a relationship with something or someone. And we have a relationship with everything that exists. Our relationship to everything keeps us alive, and our existence on earth is the ultimate relationship. All of creation is in relation. Join me on Bicycle Fear with Life Relationships Intensive. We will cover the family experience, romantic experience, life experience, and the health experience. For more information or to register, go to ombassa.com/events. That's ombassa.com/events. Looking for you there.
Take a little shortbread, touching up bar. How many cheeks? snickerdoodle, shark bread, crunchy nut bars, ham and cheese in the cookie jar. One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Are you about work, 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 and no play? Adults have a tendency to stay busy and neglect their own health and well-being, while successful people take regular breaks, vacations, and timeouts to play, rest, rejuvenate, and tap into their creative selves. Play and Heal is a unique opportunity for you to host a life-changing event in your very own living room, an event that is especially designed by you to facilitate the releasing of stress, balancing the mind, body, and spirit, not only for yourself, but of your friends and family, too. Whether you create a soiree, a ladies' night, or couples' event, these events are infused with the best of care, informative health information, and tools for stress maintenance that will shift how you see yourself and empower you to begin to work in cooperation with your best life. This event is sure to put a smile on your heart and send your spirit soaring. To book your Play and Heal event today, go to playandheal.org or you can email us at info@playandheal.org.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. No, you're not listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show with Life Coach A Day. But Yvette, the other co-producer on this show, and I have taken over the studio, which means you get to hear my voice right now. We've got people lining up to celebrate Life Coach A Day, and we've had some big blessings. I've already got a question. You love me. You really, really love me. For those of you who missed the celestial moment, 7 is the number of the day. Thank you for asking me for it. And you can always check it out in the archive. So I think we're all together. Life Coach A Day, are you ready to continue your adventure in paradise? Really? Okay. Life Coach A Day, can you hear me? You can't be hiding from us. All right, I'll keep moving then. What are some other things that I want to tell you while we are, while the guest of honor is running off, grabbing his Kleenex? Yeah. I can tell you to make sure that you tune in to the syndicated version of the Ask Life Coach A Day radio show on Friday nights at Within Radio. That's at inspirebroadcasting.com. I don't think I said that earlier. And I think I hear something in the background over there. Radio is spirit of the mind. And he's floating closer and closer to the mic. There he goes. Slow. Hey, you. Okay, so you've got more people lined up to give you love. So are you ready?
Okay. Let's do it.
All right. Okay, here we go. All right, caller, coming to you. Make sure you say hi to Life Coach A Day. I'm going to let you introduce yourself. Hi, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me? What's this? We can hear you.
Well, let's see. I slipped out of the chat room's back door just so I could make a quick call and say, Happy birthday, Ade. It's Koya.
Oh, my God. First time hearing your voice. God, you just trying to figure it out.
I know. It's so wonderful to be able to actually speak to you, especially on this wonderful occasion. Happiest of birthday weeks to you. I hope every single day this week leading up to is fantastic.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. I love you. Thank you so much for who you are, for your support, and just for who you are in the world. Thank you.
You know what?
Oh.
Mark Twain, one of my favorite writers, he said, the two most important days in your life are the day you're born and the day you find out why. And I think that while, you know, all of us perpetually on path in this life, you're one of the lucky ones that's got a relatively clear picture of why you're here, you know? And I do hope, I really do, I hope you know that we all truly do appreciate you. We appreciate your gifts, all the things that you share, those little gems of wisdom that you drop all over the place for anyone to pick up and hold close till they're ready to drop them again for somebody else to pick up. I hope you know you're touching a lot more people than you think. It's not just the folks who listen to the show. Because, you know, we take your stuff and run. We throw it at other people and share it. You know? Like, you know, I was like, listening to this guy ass. The other day on the radio, and he said, and yeah, that's us. Okay. So if you don't know this, you are certainly going to know it for sure by the time Celeste Vett and all the rest of everybody calling in today gets done with you. Okay. Mm-hmm. I really just wanted to say, huh?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Oh, wow.
Well, you know, we need your light, so keep shining, beautiful spirit, okay? And you know
thank
what?
You
look a day over fantastic.
I like that. I'm going to use that one. A day over fantastic. Yes, I'm going to use that one.
There you go. A day over fantastic.
Thank you,
be 30 for the next 20 years, whichever, it doesn't matter. But, love you bunches. You have a beautiful week, and I'm going to let somebody else come and tell you how wonderful you are right now.
Oh, wow. Aww. Thank you.
Oh, Lord.
Woo! I'm going to sneak back into the chat room now.
You're going to sneak back in. Call you. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bless you, honey. Absolutely. Today we've got somebody else lined up, but I still want to invite people to the Sounds of Soul because Koya be cutting up in there. She's cream to cocoa, cutting up there on a Saturday night at 9 p.m. if you want to get to know her better, besides of how she hangs out here on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. Our listeners are the bomb. And one of our really special listeners, all of our listeners are special, but we have somebody who doesn't really like to come up to the mic that often. That's more for this person than for you, Life Coach Today. So take a deep breath, darling, because I'm coming over to you right now. All right. What would you like to say to Life Coach Today?
Thank you. Thank you for everything. I appreciate it.
Oh, wow.
Really, I love you. I am the change that I needed to see, and because of you, and I thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Yvette. You're very welcome. Wow. Yes. No, you don't love my microphone at all. Yes. Thank you for all you do, for your support, and
It's my pleasure. It's the least, it's the least I can do. It's the least I can do for you. I am still standing and breathing because of you. So thank you. I'm forever grateful. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Next. All
right. Yeah.
Bye.
Right. Exactly.
No. Both of you.
No.
Now, both of you stand in the light, and Yvette, thank you so much because you show up out of the love that we hear in your voice. It gets manifested in how you show up and are doing phenomenal work as a Day's assistant, as a Day's one of his co-producers. You have been such a treasure to Life Conversations Radio Network that you gave him his birthday present early. So it's not the least that you can do to call in. It's just what you do, darling. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Yes. I got them both crying right now. I can't take it.
Go ahead, Celeste. Run the show.
I love Celeste. Celeste, I love you too.
I know, darling. It's my pleasure. I'm going to take you off now. I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I release you to your greatness. Here we go. And I'm going to take this time for myself.
because I'm buying time for somebody else to just say, gosh, I guess it was 3 years ago when I told this man on his show that I didn't like him. But I told him on that day, but I love you now. That I understand where you're coming from.
No, wait. But you didn't say the whole thing. Right. When I first heard you, I didn't like you.
But I love you now, is what I said. Okay, but I good. Love you now. He helped me to work out the need to embrace the light and dark. You know, he answered something that somebody said to me a week before I got to hear his show, that it really hurt my feelings. Because the person said I was so much in the light so much. And what they really should have said to me is what Life Coach today has been saying to me for 3 years, which is, you know what, you need to be authentic. You know, if it's funky, it smells funky. You won't have to live there, but don't deny what it is. You know, you need, I remember this so distinctly. Aday taught me that, you know, a battery doesn't only run on a positive charge. It needs negative too. And that's what I remember when stuff shows up in my life that I would deem dark or that I would deem negative, that, you know what, my car can't go on just positive energy. I need to learn the lessons of my dark side too so that I can balance and integrate. And I can only speak that now because of you. You gave me my shot on the radio. I'm doing my thing. You taught me so much as a life coach. Because first you was my life coach, and it took a minute before you was my friend. Now, you know, I crack jokes and say you're my boss, but, you know, nobody's really the boss of me. I'm a bull, and I will knock your ram out. But technically you are my boss, and I appreciate you and love you and love how the blessing that you gave to me has extended to my family. Because what I was trying to say when baby sis called in is that that's my biological sister. He's not just touching me. He has been healing my family. So for that day, happy birthday. Happy early birthday. And keep shining. And anything that I can do to help you on your mission, I say yes. Now, don't you be coming up to me with any crazy requests, but I say yes. Okay?
You said anything, right?
No. And something that I don't usually do.
Okay.
Excuse me, my gigging voice, you know. But happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear day. Happy birthday to you. Okay. Ooh. And many more. Sorry. I think my girl is ready. I could have done the Marilyn Monroe, but I'll save that for our private meeting with Yvette. Yeah, boy.
You tried to start a threesome.
I got a mean Marilyn singing happy birthday, but I was too shy to do that today. But there is somebody else who wants to share their love. Stop watching. Hold the line.
All right.
I know. I'm a mess. I hope I bought you time, dear sister, because I know you want to jump into this party. Mm-hmm. Can you let us know who you are, please?
Donna? Can you hear me well?
Donna DeLuca.
You're on the air, darling.
No, Donata.
Oh, I'm on here.
Who she is.
Yes,
hey,
it's Donata. Happy birthday,
right.
Brother! You know that you're the only person that I allow to call me by my first name? Nobody really knows
honored.
My first name. Yes, and I actually kind of like it when you call me by my first name, which I don't even really like when my parents call me by my first name. So I don't know. You got something magical going there, guy. I don't know what it is. But since 7 is the energy of the day, and I want to tell you 7 reasons why I love you. And I don't know how I'm going to do this without crying. So if I cry, I'm just going to let myself cry. I love you because when I had tears, you turned my tears into laughter with your contagious, nutty professor laugh. You taught me forgiveness. You taught me. Okay, you can't laugh. You got to listen now, or else nobody's going to hear what
you're saying. Okay, I'll try. Okay, all right.
It's not your show today. It's our show. We managed to take over your show. I told you we would do it. So, forgiving, forgiving. You taught me how to give, for to forgive more to myself. Embracing my shadow, oh my God, those dark nights of the soul, very deep conversations that turned into sexy conversations somehow, but that's our secret. Allowing space for, allowing space for us women to feel safe. You are the only and first man that has allowed me to feel safe in the presence of a man. And I'm sorry, this is so, it's just so huge. It's just so huge. It just allowed me to open up my heart. And imagine, we've never actually met in real life. So imagine the power of true connection and one connection of how we're really a family. The thing that you taught me that I really cannot stand to this day is, like, I think if you tell me to slow down one more time, and I know you know what I'm going to say. Slow down. Like, get out of the way. Like, don't tell me to slow down. I like going slow. Speed is more exciting. So he taught me to slow down. And actually, you know what? It's kind of a sexy thing to slow down. And your boldness, your authenticity, your craziness of coming on the air and just, like, saying the truth. Like, who does that? I got in trouble a lot of times and got a lot of hits on my mouth to be that way. So seeing a man being so bold, actually said, you see, I knew it from when I was little, it was okay to have a big mouth and speak the truth. And the seventh reason why I love you so much is because simply conscious, awakened man is really sexy. I love you, and thank you from the bottom of my heart.
I love you, too. I love you, too. And thank you for the sexy compliments and the sexy greetings. Like a true Italian woman that you are. thank you. Thank you,
well,
Donna.
You always
Go ahead.
Wait a minute. I got to jump in here because... Go ahead, baby. Donna.
I'm just going to say, you always say, you know, I'm a feisty, passionate woman. Might as well act it, right?
Yep, you're definitely that. And there's no point fronting and pretending you're something else. You got to be true to yourself. I love you, Donna. I love you so much.
I love you, Ade. I love you, Celeste. And Yvette, I don't know you really well, but I love you guys.
Thank you. Donna, can you clarify something for me? Because I think Ade and I had this conversation a long time ago, and we want to make sure, especially with our longtime friends, sisters, listeners of the show, that we got this right. Now, is it Italian or Sicilian, Mommy? Which one?
I'm Sicilian. Sicily is part
right.
of Italy, you know.
No, I know.
I'm Sicilian.
Don't
I'm very proud to be it.
I know that Sicily is in Italy, but isn't there some, like, conversation between Italians and Sicilians? Because whenever I meet a Sicilian and I call them Italian, they jump in my face about it. Am I making that up?
No, you're not making it up. It's very true. And,
you know, we affirm,
you know, we say we're Italian, but then, you know, when people just, we make sure we tell you we're Sicilian. Let me tell you, we like you to know that we're Sicilian. So.
Okay.
It's
I will not
brand.
Forget that.
It's like, you know, a brand. Okay, I'll explain it this way. You know, like, there's a brand, right? And you just have to add that extra touch to it so it's, like, stands out. That's what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a brand, being Sicilian. I can't believe I just said that. But anyway.
No, I'm proud of you. We have that too, Donna. We have it in D.C., and yes, I'm buying time. You know, I could say to you that I'm from Washington, D.C., but really, really what I'm going to tell you is I'm from Southeast. I'm from Anacostia. So I get it. I get it. All right. Thank you so much, darling. We appreciate you so much. That's a feisty Pisces right there. And I love the seven ways that, you know, the seven ways that showed up for seven being the energy of the day. You're a very classy woman, and we appreciate you and applaud you as you light the world up on fire. So thank you. Is there anything else you want to say? You got a little bit more before I fly to the next place.
Okay, so when are you going to do a day? When are you going to do a video of you dying?
I love her.
She said, I'm glad you asked because I was holding his back. Go ahead. What's the question?
Okay, when are you going to do a video of, like, you dancing? That'll just add that extra sexiness to you. I want to see you dance. I can see you drum. I know you sing. I know you laugh. I want to see you dance now.
Well, okay. When I do it, I'll let you.
Okay, well, when are you going to do it?
When I do it, I'll let you know. That's a little sacred thing for me. Just don't put that out. I don't just put that out in the world. Because I'm never aware I'm going to go with that.
You're the one that teaches us not to hold back. Why are you holding back that gift and that beautiful, sacred sharing?
I'm not holding back. Can y'all get off my case?
We are right now. Donna, our next person has walked into the studio. We family are going to energetically work on pushing a day to get us a little dancing, shaking bum bum
video. Good
luck. I know. I'm playing. I know. Donna, we love you, honey. Thanks for playing. All right.
Love you, too.
Thank you, darling.
All right. Are you ready for your next one?
Yeah. You running things. Don't ask me. I'm good. I got my water here. I'm good.
Okay. I just wanted to take a holy breath right here. Wow. Okay, here we go. I'm coming to you right.
Actually, you know what, Celeste? Don't ask their name because I like trying to figure out who it is. Don't tell them to their name first.
Okay.
What they're going to say later.
I like to figure out who it is.
That's fun.
Right, then let's give you your first test then.
Okay, cool. Well, I've been...
Thank you for calling. We're on here.
Yes. I am Sankofen Finity, known as Soul Communicator.
How are you, darling?
I am well, Ade. I am well, and this is such an honor to express my unconditional love that I have for you. I've been following you for quite some time, and what I can say honestly and from my heart is that the frequency has never changed with you, and home is always the same. I've been running toe-to-toe with you. I've been, you know, when I hear your voice, I hear my voice as well, and that's an amazing feeling. And I thank you for being a part of my soul journey because we're all in this together, and it's all for the purpose of the soul. So thank you, my brother. And, yes, you are my soul mate.
Hey, Sankofa, I am so sorry, but what you're saying is so beautiful, and it's getting a little choppy. So, okay, if you can repeat, if you can remember what you said. We don't want to. Okay, let me ask you: are you calling it from Skype or your regular number? Because you sound like you're in a tunnel.
I'm calling you from my regular number.
I can actually.
Okay, because what you're saying is so powerful, honey. I don't want it to get lost.
Can you hear me? I didn't hear the choppy. Yeah, I can hear you. I didn't hear the choppiness.
You can hear? Okay. Go ahead, Sankofa. All right, let's see what we can do. You're not on speakerphone, right? Okay. This has to be delivered right. This is a beautiful message. I'm selfish. All right. Carry on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Okay. But, yes, you are my soul mate simply because we're on the same path. You know, we may be in different cities. We may be in different states, but we are so connected.
Indeed.
And I love the feeling. I love the feeling when I can listen to the music that you play because it's played right out of my heart. So you play whatever I'm feeling in my heart. And the music itself, the artist, that those words, they resonate throughout my whole body, my whole being. And, I'm just so grateful. I'm just so grateful to be a part.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Soul communicator. Keep communicating, keep expressing, keep sharing. Thank you, darling.
Will do.
All right, Celeste. Where are you, Celeste?
I'm right here. I'm right here. The studio just went crazy. Sankofa, thank you so much. Yes, powerful message. Oh, man. Today, I'm going to give you a couple of minutes
so far, because, yeah, it is deep energy. People in the chat room are feeling it, too. Yeah, I have a question for you. My question for you today is, I remember a story that you told of you were the only guy in the choir, right, singing in the choir. Maybe it was high school.
Yes.
And,
okay.
To say something because you were the only guy and you were really, really nervous and you couldn't do it. This guy, this bless his heart, this guy, you know, made you feel a certain kind of way. And as you're receiving these blessings and these affirmations, I'm wondering if you could see that teacher today, what would you say to them about how you have your own radio network and you're communicating with the world? What would you say to that dude now? It's your time.
Ah, wow. Go ahead, Celeste. Talk about a curveball. Not only do you bring out that memory, it's like, oh, Lord. So, okay, first of all, for listeners, let me kind of give a foundation. I don't know if I said this yet, but let's see. It's I was in high school. Right. I was in high school, and we had a choir. And I've always loved songs. I've always loved to sing. It's actually, oh, gosh. But anyway, and so I never was part of the choir, but I had a friend, and he was the only guy in there. And when I was younger, I still have moments like that. But when I was younger, I would see something that I want to do, but never really had the courage to say I want to do it or be part of it. I think I was more afraid of disappointment, which goes down into all other kind of stories. And a friend of mine, he was the only guy there, and he said, no.
Hey, Day, we can't hear this beautiful story. Can you hear me? All right, family, hold the line. Aday done got sucked up into the
ether. There I am. I'm back.
Man,
yeah.
I'm like, he got sucked up in the ethers. Why am I messing with his teacher? Because he's speaking for me in a situation that I had, which is why I wanted him to tell this story. Tell your story. Here we go.
So, basically, you know, a friend of mine, his male, like, I don't know, like 30 females, and he was the only guy. And he said, oh, come on, you know, we're always looking for guys. And I said, okay, cool. So I found the courage. I don't know if you heard the part where I was saying, I usually, when I was younger, and I still have moments like that, where, you know, if there's something that, not as much as an adult, but when I was younger, definitely, if there's something that I wanted, I get embarrassed or fear of rejection or being disappointed, I won't go after it. But he said, come on, you know, we're always looking for people to join and, you know. So anyway, I joined, and the funny thing about it is once I joined, he left. So I ended up being the only guy in there. And then we were invited, the school was invited to be part of a TV show. And let's see, I'm multitasking here because I don't know what the heck is going on. All right, let's keep going. So anyway, I was we were invited to be part of a TV show. And then the teacher was trying to do something unique where, because I was the only guy, he wanted me to say something. And I was so nervous. And he gave me the words, I can't remember what the words, maybe to say who we are, our school or whatever. And I just kind of mumbled something because the nervousness took over. What he told me to say was quite simple. It was not complicated, but I was so nervous, so all kind of stuff. And I just said something that if you heard it, you'd be like, what the flip did he just say? And he just said, get back in there.
Okay,
wait
a minute. I want you to finish the story because I'm trying to do something here. Okay, what a day. So he wanted me to say something and he kicked me back because I was so nervous I couldn't really say it. And I felt even more embarrassed It was like, oh, my God. It was just, I wanted to just hide. Now, anyway, fast forward. When I was younger, I used to like to sing. But anyway, this, we ain't got time for that. Let's move on. So what would I say to him now? I really don't know, because I don't necessarily feel like saying kind of like, now what? Because, you know, okay, so here it is. My life, I don't even know if I can always explain it. And kind of like what Bishop Carlton said, for me, in 1993, 94, I wanted to know myself. I wanted to understand why I'm here. And I started that quest. And once I realized what my gift is, what my purpose is, why I'm here, my gift to the world, I just threw myself in it. And I was committed into understanding of my gift. And I still, so for me, I feel like, I'm not sure where I feel like I've arrived. I do have the confidence that I'm doing what I came here to do, and there's more. But I'm often so busy in how can I be more? Not more from a place of lack, but knowing that there is more of God to be expressed through and as me. So how can I be more? It's when I'm teaching, is what I'm teaching in alignment with what I really believe? Or am I just being a parrot to something that sounds good? And how do I just make sure that my teaching is effective? How do I show up authentically? How do I do my own inner work so that I am helping people not idolize, recognize I can do what I'm, but doing what they come on this planet to do? How do I show up in a way where people can believe in themselves? So I'm often, for the most part, in my own mind, in my own head, in my own spirit, in my own soul. And sometimes that's kind of crazy. I tell people sometimes, I'm like, dude, just calm down, relax a little. So if I saw him today, I'd probably just have a conversation about the experience, but I don't know if I would say, look at me now, na-na-na-na-na, whatever. Because I don't know. I'm just letting life happen. I don't know if I can write my own biography. I can write where I've been and where I'm going, but I don't know the end of the story. And every day is new. I'm just letting it unfold. I'm just letting it happen. So, yeah. So
yeah. Okay. That's fine. That's fine. And I'm really glad that he wouldn't be nan to him now. But to him and Mrs. Rose, how you like me now? Okay, I'm done. All right, Ade, are you ready for your next caller? Thank you for sharing that.
God, what a show! What a show!
I know, right? I love it. Okay, payback. I'll explain that later, family. Okay, so you want to guess who the person. So when I go to them and I tell them on the air, they're just going to talk, and we're going to see who you can guess, okay?
Okay. Let's do that.
All right. Okay, caller, I'm coming to you, and welcome.
Hello?
You're on the air. Yes, you are on the air. What would you like to say to Life Coach today?
Happy birthday.
Don't make it so difficult. Happy birthday, real short. I need more than that now. Come on now. Even Jesus gave his life. I mean, don't give me happy birthday. Oh, wait. Oh, my God. Oh, wow. I know who it is. Jolie. Oh, wow. This is John's daughter, Kathy's daughter. Oh, wow. How are you, Jolie?
I'm good. Happy birthday, old man.
Thank you, young woman.
We just wanted to make sure you didn't think John was the only one in this family that loved you, but I wanted to wait so Jolie could join me to tell you how much we love you, how grateful we are for you, and, you know, what a blessing you are.
Thank you, Kathy. No, it didn't matter if you didn't call. I would never, ever believe that if anybody told me, like, guess what? You know, Kathy don't love you. I know the truth.
I know. You, Jolie, Johnny, and John, I'm so grateful for who you are in my life, how you show up. It's like you guys are a reminder that I'm surrounded by beautiful people, and I'm so grateful to have you in my life. Thank you, Jolie. Thank you, Kathy. Oh, wow.
You're welcome. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Mom and I are going to sing to you. Mommy's going to start. Go ahead.
Happy birthday to you,
cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday to you,
cha-cha-cha.
Happy birthday, miserable
day, cha-cha-cha. Happy birthday to you and many more.
Thank you, Josie. Thank you, Kathy.
All right.
Oh,
have a great
wow. No.
Isn't the youngest person who nephew's called in before, and he's younger than her. But Jolie, it's so beautiful to have your voice on the air. And Kathy, you know how much I adore you, my May 2nd Taurian. Thanks so much for coming in with that earth energy, Jolie. I don't know your sign, otherwise I'd be pointing. But I love you guys so much. Jolie, you don't know this, but girl, you and that John sure posted a year ago where you was like, my mama, and I have felt
Celeste, you're breaking up. Celeste, you're breaking up. You're breaking up.
Anyway, I'm giving you, talking about you and your kid.
You sound like you're from a different planet.
Then let me try something else, okay, since I want to play games. Because I want Jolie to hear this, and we still got time.
Okay.
Still hang up. Hold on. I'm going to try something else. Watch this technology.
Okay.
I'm still here.
Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yes, much better.
Okay, so Jolie, what I was trying to say to you is I have been in love with you ever since I saw that silly clip that you and your stepdad did, saying that Alicia Keys is my mama. You cracked me up. That's when I first met you, and I just want to thank you for your energy, and you are one of the youngest people who've called into the show before, so it's great to have your voice and your energy on the show. And Kathy, you know how I feel about you. I adore you, my Taurian sister. So thanks, you guys, for playing today, and I know Ade is smiling ear to ear, and thank you so much
actually,
for sharing your love.
I am. Yes, thank you, Kathy. Thank you, Jolie.
All right, so I'm going to take them off the hook now. And we love you guys. Thanks so much.
No problem. Love you.
Love you too. Jolie, she is the sweetest teenager you will ever be. Yeah, I'm okay. Jolie, she's 13. Oh, my God. And then Jolie is so sweet, she makes you want to adopt a teenager. That's saying something. Okay, Echo, do we have you open on both ends or something?
I'm trying to hang something up.
Okay, hang something up. Okay, are you there? I hope you didn't hang up on yourself. Yeah, she did. Oh, this is funny. Well, I don't need to tell you what you're listening to, but you are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Celeste and Yvette took over the show, and the listeners, I know, right? Yvette's like, dang! And, you know, I just want to say thank you. Oh, my God. It's I don't even know if I have words for what I'm experiencing. And I'm just grateful. That's my default word, grateful, because I'm full. I appreciate the reflection that comes back to me through you, and I am grateful for
all of you individually, those of you that are just listening that didn't get to call in, those of you that send your thoughts, those of you who are listening to the archive, I'm so grateful. You know, I said earlier, a few minutes ago, that I get so caught up with my work, really. And it takes me a while sometimes to pause. And I have my moments sometimes when I'm thinking, you know, maybe not as much anymore. Actually, no, not anymore. I was going to say there was a time when I think, well, really, am I really making a difference? And not necessarily from a place of I'm not good enough, but it was more of, I mean, how do you really know? How do you really know what you're doing? Welcome back, Celeste. How do you really know? And, I mean, there are ways. I mean, because the external adulation, you can sort of, I mean, especially when you use in Hollywood, for an example, what's her name? I don't remember her name. I didn't know of her. But Mick Jagger's wife. You know, hey, Cleo. Cleo's wishing me happy birthday.
Yeah, I was wondering. I was really wondering. I'm not mad. There's your birthday greeting from the cat. Go ahead. What's her name? Loren, Cleo. The fashion designer?
Yes, and I'm reading an article about her yesterday. And, you know, she's looked at it. The article says if you look at her Instagram, you can tell she's doing real well, rubbing shoulders with all the stars and everything, living large, having her own private helicopter, you know, using her Louis Vuitton handbag as a footrest. But her business was $6 million in debt. And, you know, and I recognize that what I do, I have a public person. I'm not comparing to her, anything like that. But what I'm saying is, some of us are doing works where we're known. I mean, Facebook kind of helps us in that area, but there's some of us that are doing work that we're known publicly, nationally, internationally, and it's often easy to think, people who are listening, who is watching you, to think, oh, my God, that person must be living large and everything. And, you know, all people, it's true for some people. Some people want to project that, that's that. But for me, I'm less interested in that. I am more interested in doing what I'm here to do, because I know that my happiness, my soul salvation, depends on me. And you know, and I say to Celeste sometimes, I said some of those celebrities, if they're caught up by their persona, how people see them in the world, when they come to me, they'll be disappointed because, I think I've seen your movie. I think you're famous, because that doesn't matter to me. Even we get sometimes with conversations with my former co-producer, and sometimes when I'm talking to Celeste and Yvette, it's like, I don't really care if you are a teacher or somebody doing amazing work and you have a lot of following. If your message doesn't speak to my soul, I'm really not interested. I don't mind bringing somebody who nobody knows, but their message speaks to us. We can all use the message. So for me, that human contact, that human interaction, love, that I mean, love is almost limiting, but it's that thing that reminds us that we all belong. That's what I get off on. That's what just gets me to, I love that more than anything else. And I keep trying to figure out ways to still have the things that I want. You know, where challenges. Sometimes it's about finances. One of the things that I'm working with, really understanding why money's so emotionally charged. And I had a conversation with a friend. Actually, she posted something on Facebook which brought up my issue about money. And I said, you know what? So I start writing all these questions. And I was going to post it on Facebook. It's like, why does money have such an emotional charge? Why are we always afraid to talk about money? Why this, why that? And I had the question. I was going to post it. And I said, no. This is not for me to post to hear other people's opinion. This is for me to get through. This is for me to understand. And as I sat with it in my meditation yesterday, the money conversation was just showing up everywhere. And answered prayer. And I found a class where, you know, it's really talking about enoughness and abundance and that we are truly one with one. We say we're one with God, but sometimes we trip about a bill that needs to be paid. So for me, it's like I know part of this is not just something I was born into, this mindset. And how do I deal with it and face the part of me that believes in lack? And then this morning, the group that I joined yesterday, that was an answered prayer, I was looking at people share how money was coming to them since they've been part of this group, how they've opened themselves up to receiving services, a massage, just, you know, unexpected blessings. And what came up for me was, wow, it was so clear. I still have judgment about how money comes to me. I have judgment about how I think money should come to people. So that kind of thing excites me. So I get so caught up in trying to deal with my own crap, if you know what I mean, so that I can have my own shift. And in that, that's my everyday thing. It's like, where am I not showing up fully? Where am I, you know, where is my, where am I challenged with my spiritual principles? Is my my spiritual principle, the spiritual principles, are they showing everywhere of my, every area of my life? So for me, I am less interested. I mean, I've actually, I keep, oh, wow. You know, if I wasn't doing this work, if I wasn't saying yes to what I came here to do on this planet, I wouldn't be able to do what I do now. What I mean by that is, there's a part of me that's like shy about speaking out loud. Don't know what saying. I say boldly. I only can speak boldly because I really know and feel that I'm in alignment with what I came here to do. Now, if you have me do something that I'm not passionate about, it's just like forget it. So, for me, I am more interested in downloading heaven on earth and being the face of God that. I get caught up in my own world. I have to remind myself to chill and relax. So today's love and all the loving vibration is coming to me. Saying, you're doing a great work. You're doing a great work. I'm so caught up in my own star. You'll be more in making. You know, being more humble for God, that I don't always stop to look at what I have created. I'm getting better. And that's why that's why I'm so grateful for all of you. So, you leave. You are that mirror for me. And I always say this, we need each other. We do. Sometimes I'm just like, dude, just stop it. Just do what you want to do. But really, we're going through this phase. We're in a new time where there's a friction between competition and cooperation. And right now, the way to move forward is to cooperate. And we have to just put down the facade. We just need to stop fronting. But for me, my responsibility is not I'm telling other people to stop fronting. It's for me to look at areas of my life where I'm fronting and deal with that. And hopefully, trustfully in me, stop fronting in areas of my life will give other people permission to do the same. And so, whew, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Life Coach Today. We have one more comment because the person couldn't call in, and I want to make sure that I thank every single person who called in and shared their love with all of us today. I'm hoping that Life Coach Today is looking at the song choices. I will say this to him, that his sign as an Aries is full of the sun. And he definitely lets us know what it's like to have a God light and have a love glow. So those are your choices. But here is the last comment from Tanya Glowing Gooch. See, I don't just bring my family of biological birth. I bring my family, my chosen family, too. And Tanya
is my spiritual sister, and we love you, baby. So I'm going to say these words for you and try not to cry. I am different because of you. I love you, Ade. Happy birthday. Love the problem child. Laugh out loud. Girl, you have graduated from problem child of this show. Cut it out.
That's right.
We all can be men calling ourselves problems. We the light now. All right, Ade. I hope you had fun. Thank you for letting me and Yvette take over the studio.
Yeah, it was different, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everybody. Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Thank you, Yvette.
Wait a minute. Hold up.
What?
Wait a minute. Okay, I'm going to come over to you, 002, but you literally have, like, 1 minute, okay? I don't want to miss a single person who wants to give him a gift. All right, I'm coming over to you, and I'm going to let you know when you're on the air.
No, they were here on
mute. Hi, you're on the air.
Thank you so much. I only need a minute, and I'm so glad that I got this chance to wish my friend and brother a wonderful, blessed, and sacred Earth Day. I tuned in because I saw that we were going to be discussing celebrating life, and I was quite surprised to find out that I was going to be celebrating Brother Ade's life on the planet. He is such a light, such a wonderful spirit. I am so blessed and honored that our paths crossed, and you will forever be a part of my life just for that brief passing. You are such a compassionate and caring human being, and it's no wonder that you are so loved, because you exude love. You are love. You are the expression of God's love to everyone who crosses your path. I felt it from day one, and I continue to feel it, and I just am so glad to get a chance to celebrate you and to say happy birthday. This is Yasin.
Oh, wow. I was like, I'm listening. Okay, did you try to figure out who it is? But just listen. Oh, wow.
It's been a long
while
since you heard my voice. I know you weren't going to be able to figure out who it was, but
yes,
I love you, and
perfect.
I bless you.
I love you, too. Yes.
Appreciate
yes.
you. Thank God for you. Take care. Happy birthday.
Thank you, thank you.
And many, many more.
Wow. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Love you, sis. Oh, my God. I was
Thank
like, okay,
so
I know the voice. I can hear it. But then I said, wait a minute. And then I was like, okay, stay present. Stay present. That's perfect for the last call. That is just perfect. Yes, and I love you so much. Oh, wow. Yes, let us celebrate. Now, you got one more person, Celeste.
No, I don't. Really?
Yeah, you do.
Okay, it's your day.
I'm playing music in the background. I know you want the music. Well, you know, it's about celebrating. When you celebrate, you got to go, you got like less minutes. Well, we can't.
Extend on your
end.
Think we can. You can't?
Well, let's see. Oh, Lord.
Okay, let me
go to them real quick. Okay, hold on. I think I can. No, I can't. I can't extend. Nope. So you got like 30 seconds.
Okay.
Bring them on.
Hi, right. You're on the air, and you have like literally 30 seconds, barely. Hello?
I know that, Laura. Hello?
Oh, you're talking about me?
Yes. You got 30 seconds,
Obasa. Word of the party. I just want y'all to know. And the word on the spiritual street was that there was a party going on, and I was missing it.
I'm Bossa Savera from the Play Experience.
Wow, a party?
Yes,
you got five seconds, Ambassador. Adi Mola Adi Kumbo, Adi Fawose, we love you, we bless you, we thank the Creator for you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Oh, is it a happy birthday one?
Yes. All right.
Okay. All right. We love you. We love you. We love you from over here in these parts.
You too,
and we give you trust. You have a beautiful year. Talk
to you
soon.
All right. Got to wrap.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I love you. I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. I'm back tomorrow p.m. Eastern. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Peace and blessings.
Newsman says it's the end. So go ahead and notify your next of kin. The government, some say they want my soul. All of this doom and gloom is getting kind of old. See, life is precious, gone in a flash. You better learn to celebrate it while it lasts. See, I don't know what you've come to do, but I'ma live my life until my life is through.
Flow, shed this light, let it glimmer on those. When it all falls, let it simmer on hope. Just yesterday, I was blue, holding in my head. Living in a world with so much death, I just wanna live with no regrets. Golden sunlight, the soldier's young mind. This morning, gunfights and running for one time. I love the night, but I prefer the dawn. When it's city yawns, have no pity on me. Walk along before I pass the torch. Craft the future in my fragile palm. To hand it down, you are the last resort. And through you, I live on.
When I look into your eyes, I see yours.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.